The following is a public lecture entitled Simple Living, High Thinking, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari at Tartu Public Library, recorded on March 30th, 2010 in Tartu, Estonia.
Tonight we have a very special topic.
Täna õhtul on meil väga eriline teema käsil.
Plain living and high thinking.
Lihtne elu ja kõrge mõtlemine.
The modern day society is doing just the opposite.
Et tänava kaasaegne ühiskond just tegeleb vastupidise asjaga.
Their program is high living and no thinking.
Nende programm on nagu kõrge elamine, aga mitte üldse mõtlemine.
But we can see that this high living and no thinking civilization is creating health for everybody.
Aga me näeme, et selline kõrgelt elav, aga mitte üldse mõtlev sivilisatsioon, et see tekitab sellist nagu põrgut igale jaoks.
So we want to reverse that.
Me tahaksime selle nagu pöörata ümber.
We want to make heaven on earth for everybody.
So võiksime kõigile teha paradiisi maa peale.
Through plain living and high, simple living and high thinking.
Läbi lihtsa elu ja kõrge mõtlemise.
Before we begin discussing this most important of all topics.
Teine, kui alustame selle kõige olulisema teema üle kõnelemist.
We will make a little music.
Siis teeme natukene muusikat.
I have a very simple musical instrument from India called a harmonium.
Et mul on see üks väga lihtne instrument Indiast ja selle nimi on harmoonium.
You don't need the big rock and roll drums and electric guitars and bass guitar to make music.
Et ei ole vaja mingisugust suuri trumme, eks ole seal bass gitarri ja nii edasi, et teha head muusikat.
Even without an electric guitar, we can make very nice music.
Et isegi ilma elektrise gitarite võime me teha väga head muusikat.
So we will show you some wonderful music that helps one to connect with God.
Ja me näitame just mõned muusikas, mis aitab inimesel leida ühendust Jumalaga.
And you can sing along. We will alternate. I will lead and then the group will come in. And when the group comes in, you feel free to also join with the singing.
Et me teeme siis niimoodi, et süsteem on selline, et mina laulan ees, eks ole, ja teie laulate järgi. See on siis nagu üks juhi ja teised laulad järgi, et kui tuleb järgi laulmine, siis olete julgelt ja oodatud kaasa laulma.
It is simple entertainment.
Et see on ikka väga lihtne nagu meelelahutus.
But you will feel very happy.
Aga seda tehes tunnete rõõmu.
So we invite you to join me.
Nii et küsime kõigile, et nad võiksite meie kühineda. So Madhusudan Prabhu, can I be Mridanga?
Yeah, Mridanga.
Madhusudan Prabhu, Stampa Mridanga.
Mellow, not heavy, you know. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. All the devotees can come up front now to the kirtan. Everyone, the baby, everyone. Igor, come on, Igor. Everyone, all the devotees come up front. We will sing and for everyone. You can stay there to take the pictures. You have an excuse. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So, what is this thing called simple living and high thinking? It's very simple, actually. You simply have to remember that you have a relationship with God. Now some people say there is no God. But the only reason they say that is they do not know what is God. Because if you know what is God, then anyone can easily understand, yes, there is God.
God means the origin of existence.
Jumal tähendab kõige olemasoleva allikat.
So everyone can experience that I exist.
Et kõigil on see kogemus, et mina eksisteerin, mina olen.
Everyone sitting here in this room tonight has a sense of existing.
Et kõik, kes täna siin ruumis istuvad, kõigil teil on olemise kogemus.
You know that you exist.
Teate, et te eksisteerite.
Because you are aware of your own existence.
Sest olete teadlikud oma eksistentsist, teadlikud oma olemusest.
That awareness is called consciousness.
Ja seda teadlikust nimetatakse teaduseks.
So, did you manufacture yourself?
Aga küsimus, kas te tootsite nagu ise enda?
Or do you come from a source other than yourself?
Või olete te pärit mõnest allikast, mis ei ole te ise?
Now you may say, but I came from my parents, they came from their parents.
No, te võite öelda, et ma tulen oma vanematest ja nemad tulevad oma vanematest.
But if you go back far enough, you will come to a father who has no father.
Aga, kui lähete täiesti tagasi alguses, jõuate isani, kellel pole isa.
That original father, see, he is the source of existence.
See algne isa, kes on kõige allikas.
The scientists are also trying to understand what is the origin of the universe.
Teadlased samuti püüavad mõista, mis on siis universumi põhjuseks.
So everyone understands that there is an origin for everything.
Et kõik mõistavad, et igal asjal on olemas mingisugune allikas.
The scientists, the religionists, everyone understands there is a source for existence.
Teadlased, religioosed inimesed, kõik teavad, et kõigel on olemas allikas.
That source of existence that is God.
Ja selleks allikaks ongi Jumal.
That is stated by God himself in the scriptures.
Et pühakirjades Jumal ise kinnitab seda.
He says, Aham sarvasya prabhavo matak sarvam pravartate. I am the source of all material and spiritual worlds.
Ja Jumal ise ütleb, et mina olen kõikide materiaalsete ja vaimsete maailmade allikaks.
Everything emanates from me.
Kõik tuleneb minust.
So then how do you achieve simple living and high thinking?
Küsimus, et kuidas siis seda lihtsalt elu ja kõrget mõtlemist saavutada?
You simply have to remember that you have a relationship with that source of existence, with God.
Te peate lihtsalt meeles hoidma seda, et teil on olemas suhe selle kõige kõrgema allikaga.
You are the energy of God.
Et Jumala energia.
Just like the sun is there in the sky.
Just nagu taevas on olemas päike.
And from the sunshine is coming.
Ja päikesest tuleb päikese valgus.
The sun is the origin of the sunshine.
Ja päikese valguse allikaks on päike.
So in the same way, you are the shine or energy of God.
Samamoodi teie olete siis üks öelda siis Jumala valgus, ehk siis nagu päikese valgus tuleneb päikesest.
So the way to have to live simply and with high thinking is to re-enter a harmonious relationship, to re-establish a harmonious relationship with that source of your existence.
Ja selleks, et elada lihtsalt, aga mõelda hästi kõrgelt, selleks on vaja teha seda, et viia oma elu harmooniasse selle kõige kõrgema allikaga.
All you have to do is live in harmony with God.
Ainuke asi, mida peate tegema, on see, et elame Jumalaga harmoonis.
That simple thing will bring complete peace and happiness to your life.
Ja see väga väike asi, see toob täieliku harmoonia rahude ellu.
Simply have to live in harmony with God.
Te peate lihtsalt elama harmoonias Jumalaga.
So, how do you live in harmony with someone?
Aga kuidas te elate harmoonis kellegiga?
By fighting with them?
Kas võideldes temaga?
No.
Ei.
You live in harmony by loving relationship.
Elate harmoonias omades armastavad suhet.
So if you want to live in harmony with God, then you have to awaken love of God within you.
Et kui te tahate elata harmoonias Jumalaga, siis te peate taastama armastus Jumala vastu.
You may ask, why do you say awaken?
Aga te võite ju küsida, et miks kasutada sõna äratada?
The reason I say that one should awaken love of God is that you already have love of God within you.
Et see sõna, miks ma kasutan just sõna, et äratada Jumala armastus,
That nature of loving God is already within you.
Et see loomus, et armastad Jumala, et see on juba teis kõigis olemas.
It's like within a match, fire exists within the match.
It's nagu tikk. Tikkus juba tuli on sees olemas.
And all you have to do to get fire out of the match is strike it.
Ja ainult kasi, et saada see tuli kätte, peate selle tikku siis tõmbama.
So, with that striking of the match, the fire comes out.
Ja kui sa tikku tõmbate, siis tuli tuleb välja.
So, in the same way, if you can come in contact with a person who has love of God.
Ja seega, kui te tulete, kui puutate kokku inimesega, kellel juba on olemas armast Jumala vastu.
It's like a match. If it is dry, you can strike it. If it's wet, you cannot strike it and get fire.
Et näiteks, kui on tikk, Kui ta kuiv, siis saab seal põlema panna. Kui ta märg, siis ei saa seda põlema panna.
So if you come in contact with a person who has love of God.
See, kui tulete, putte kokku inimesega, kellel on olemas armastus Jumala vastu.
And your consciousness is dry, it's not wet.
Ja kui teadus on kuiv, aga mitte märg.
You're cultivating a pure heart.
Siis selliselt te arenete, kultiveerite puhas südam.
In that love of God will awaken within you.
Ja selles, siis selles südames ärkab
so how do you get your consciousness in a dry state?
Et küsimus on see, et kuidas siis sellesse kuiva seisundisse, nii-öelda kuiva teaduse seisundisse jõuda.
It's very simple.
See on tegelikult väga lihtne.
This chanting we just did of God's name, you see.
Et just see sama mantra korda, mis me praegu tegime.
Just put your heart in a pure state by this chanting.
Et me kordasime Jumala nimesid ja see paneb meie südame puhtasse seisundesse.
And then when you become purified by chanting.
Ja kui te puhastute, siis selle mantra kordamise.
If you have contact then with a person who has pure love for God.
Ja kui teil on siis ka ühendus selle isikuga, kellel on puhasamast Jumala vastu.
That devotee's association.
Siis läbi sellise ühendunu suhtluse.
The pure love for God that you have within your heart it becomes awakened.
Et siis see puhas armastus Jumala vastu, mis südames on, siis see ärk.
And then when your pure love of God is awakened,
ja kui teie puhas armastus südames ärkab,
you can engage other people in chanting.
Siis ka teie olete võimelised aidata teistel inimestel.
And by your association,
läbi teie suhtluse,
their pure love of God will awaken.
Ka nende puhas armastus Jumala vastu ärkab.
And then they can do the same for others, who can do the same for others, who can do the same for others.
Ja ka nemad saavad teha seda sama teiste jaoks, edasi teiste jaoks ja teiste jaoks.
In this way we can turn the whole world into heaven, into paradise, you see.
Ja selliselt me võime siis kogu maailma muuta paradiseks maaga.
By chanting the names of God and spreading pure love of God to everyone.
Läbi Jumala pühade nimede kordamise ja Jumala armastuse
no more terrorism.
Et siis ei ole rohkem terrorismi.
No more economic turmoil.
Ei ole igasuguseid majanduslikke probleeme.
We simply revive the love of God in the hearts of everyone.
Et lihtsalt armastus Jumala vastu ärkab kõikide südames.
Then we can live simply without having to struggle like beasts of burden to put food on our kitchen table.
Ja siis me saame elada lihtsalt. Ja me ei pea rabelema nagu, võiks öelda lihtsalt loomad, kes rabelevad, et mingit toitu saada.
We can simply a little bit of work and we can live very happily and comfortably.
Teeme natuke tööd ja elame rahulikult ja mugavalt.
Simple living and high thinking.
Lihtne elu, kõrge mõtlemine.
So does anybody have any questions so far?
Siiamaani juba on kellegi küsimuse.
I'll ask you a question. How many of you would like to be more happy than you are now?
Kui palju teist sooviksid olla
there's one hand
rohkem rõõmsad, kui te praegu olete? Üks käsi saab tagant siis püsti.
There's two, very good. Kishori was the first one, she jumped in there first.
Et käed juba lõõmsad püsti.
So, that's very good. You recognize that you're not as happy as you would like to be.
See on väga hea, et te olete juba teadvustanud, et ei ole praegus hetkel nii rõõmsad, nii õnnelikud, kui te tahaks tegelikult olla.
I have been chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, very seriously since 1971.
Mina olen seda Hare Krishna mantrat korranud väga siiralt, väga tõsiselt juba aastast 1971.
So for almost 40 years I've been chanting Hare
Krishna. Peaaegu juba 40 aastat olema seda Hare Krishna mantrat korranud.
And before I started chanting it, I can tell you I was not as happy as I wanted to be.
Ja enne kui ma seda kordama hakkasin, ma võin lausalt öelda, ma ei olnud nii rõõmus, kui ma tegelikult tahtsin olla.
But now by this chanting process,
aga nüüd läbi selle mantra kordamise protsessi,
my heart is overflowing with joy.
Et minu süda ujub rõõmus.
I have so much joy that I just keep traveling around the world to share the joy with everyone.
Et ma olen nii palju rõõmu, nii palju õnne, et ma lihtsalt reisin üle maailma ja jagan seda kõigiga.
Because I see that people are so unhappy everywhere around the world.
Sest ma näen, et inimesed on kõikjal tegelikult õnnetud.
The poor people are unhappy.
Et kõik ka vaesed inimesed on õnnetud.
The rich people are unhappy.
Kõikad inimesed on õnnetud.
I don't see that anybody is happy in this world.
Et ma ei näe küll, et keegi oleks õnnelik selles maailmas.
Except for those who awaken the love of God within their heart.
Välja arvatud need, kes tõesti äratavad Jumala armastuse oma südames.
They are the happy people.
Jumal on tõesti rõõmsad inimesed, õnnelikud inimesed.
You may say, well, how does it make your life more simple?
Küsimus on see, et aga kuidas siis selle tegemine muudab teie elu lihtsamaks?
You see, if we don't have love of God, then it means we'll be greedy for so many material things.
Ja see on selles, et kui meil ei ole armastus Jumala vastu, siis on niimoodi, et meil tekib väga suur ahnus.
I have to have a fancy car. I have to have, you know, a big bank balance full of so many cronies. You know, I have to just be loaded with money. I have to have a big fancy house. You know, so many things to be happy.
Et näiteks tiimele, mul peab olema väga vägev auto, ma peab olema pangakontol hästi palju kroone, hästi palju tuhandeid ja mul on vissi, ma peab olema üle küllatud rahaga.
So these material desires, you see, they don't really make you happy. Even when you get them satisfied, you're not happy.
Need materiaalsed soovid, need ei tee teid õnnelikus. Üksik, kui palju neid ka oleks teid.
But if you can develop that love of God within your heart,
aga kui te suudate arendada sa armastust Jumala vastu oma südames,
then you'll be happy.
Siis te olete õnnelikus.
So what does it mean to love God?
Mida see tähendab armastada Jumala?
If you love someone, what do you do?
Et kui armastate kedagi, siis
you give them gifts, isn't it?
Siis te ju tegelikult teete kingitusi oma armastatakse.
You praise them, you glorify them.
Ülistate oma armastatakse jõuani, eks ole?
You serve them with love.
Teete need armastusega.
You love them.
Armastate või armastate kedagi.
So if we take that propensity of loving, serving and praising and offer that to the Supreme Person.
Et kui me võtame selle kalduvuse armastada, ülistada ja kiita ja rakendame selle kõige kõrgema isiku juurde.
Do you know what happens?
Kas sa teate, mis juhtub?
An amazing thing happens.
Erakord nimel asi juhtub.
Just like when you water the root of a tree.
Just nii, nagu te kallate puu juurtele vett.
All the leaves and branches of that tree, they are nourished.
Siis kõik selle puu oksad ja lehed saavad toitu.
Similarly, when you give your loving service and your praise to that person who is the source of all existence, who is the root of the entire creation.
Ja samamoodi, kui te siis annate oma armastust, ülistust ja sellest kiitust selle kõige kõrgemal isikule, see kõige allikas.
Then your loving service goes everywhere.
Siis teie armastuslik teenimine, see jõuab kõikjale.
Goes to your friends.
See jõuab teie sõpradeni.
Goes to your neighbors.
Jõuab teie naabriteni.
Goes to even all the strangers that you don't even know them. It goes to all the animals, all the plants. It goes to every single creature throughout the entire universe.
Et see jõuab kõikide loomadeni, kõikide taimedeni, kõikide elusolenditeni selles universumis.
That's why it's called universal love.
Sellepärast see nimetatakse universaalseks armastuseks.
When you give your love to God, then your love becomes universal love.
Et kui te panete oma armastust Jumalasse, siis teie armastus muutub universaalseks.
So the more you give love, the more you feel happiness. That is a fact.
Et mida rohkem te annate armastust, seda rohkem
te olete õnnelikud. A person cannot be happy.
Et ahned inimesed ei saa olla õnnelikud.
But someone who is giving love.
Aga see, kes annab armastust.
The more you give love, the more you get the loving mercy of God upon you.
Mida rohkem te annate armastust, seda rohkem te saate Jumala armulikust.
So those who love God, they experience an unlimited river of mercy pouring upon their head.
Ja need, kes jagavad Jumala armastust, need satuvad siis sellise Jumala armastuse armulikkuse ülevalla.
They are the most happy people in the whole universe.
Need on kõik õnnelikumad inimesed kogu universumis.
Therefore, we have a movement.
Sellepärast on meil olemas ka selline liikumine.
It is called the Hare Krishna movement.
Selle nimi on Hare Krishna liikumine.
We are incorporated as the International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
Ja on siis loodud selline rahvusvaheline Krishna teaduse ühing.
It has an acronym, ISKCON.
Ja selle akronüümiks on siis ISKCON.
So in ISKCON, we are trying to teach people how to become pure lovers of God.
ISKCON-is me siis püüame kõik inimesi õpetada, et kuidas sa võiksid saada
üks
Jumala armastajaks.
Spiritual masters of ISKCON.
Ja siis mina olen üks ISKCON-i vaimsetest õpetajatest.
I am taking people and training them how to become first-class disciples.
Ja ma siis võtan inimesi ja õpetan neid, kuidas saada esmaklassilisteks õpilasteks.
By absorbing themselves 24 hours a day in Krishna consciousness, love of God.
Ja nad siis suudaksid süveneda 24 tundi ööpäevas Jumala armastusse, Krishna teadusesse.
And we rise early in the morning.
Me tõusame hommiku vara ülesse.
We take our bath.
Ja pesemas.
And then we chant the holy names of God.
Ja siis me kordame Jumala pühasid nimesid.
And study the scriptures.
Ja õpime siis uurime pühakirja.
Before breakfast.
Enne hommikusööki.
Then after breakfast we do our daily duties.
Ja pärast hommikusööki me teeme oma igapäevased kohustusi.
Some people work as doctors.
Mõned töötavad arstidena.
Some work as lawyers.
Mõned töötavad advokaatidena.
Some work as dentists.
Mõned töötavad hambaarstidena.
Some work as car salesmen.
Mõned töötavad automüügimeestena.
Some work as postmen.
Mõned töötavad postiljonidena.
And some work as teachers like myself who teach Krishna consciousness.
Ja mõned töötavad õpetajatena, just nagu näiteks mina ise, kes
some stay at home and raise the children in Krishna consciousness.
Ja mõned on kodus ja kasvatavad lapsi Krishna teaduses.
So in this way, in the Krishna consciousness movement,
all
the members have their duties.
Ja sellisem viisis Krishna teaduse liikumises kõikidel inimestel on oma kohustused.
Their occupational duties.
Et enda siis vastavad kohustused.
But everyone begins their day by taking bath, chanting the names of God and studying scripture.
Igaüks nendest teeb seda, et hommikul õhtub üles ja pesemese korda Jumala pühasid nimesid ning ka
and then we hold special programs like this also.
Ja
then we hold special programs like this.
Ja siis me teeme ka selliseid eri programme nagu sama siin.
So that wonderful people like you can understand how to expand your happiness.
Sellised imelised inimesed nagu täna teie, kõik olete kokku tulnud, et suudaksite mõista, kuidas oma seda armastust laiendada.
Where are the books?
The books? The book table is over there.
Oh, yes, we have, before you go home tonight, please take a book and give a little contribution to cover the printing cost.
Et enne kui lähete koju, siis olge lahked võtta sealt mõned raamatud ja ja teha annetused selleks, et raamatude trükikulu ära katta.
Anyone who takes a book tonight, I will give you a special blessing in the book.
Igaüks, kes selle raamat võtab endaga kaasa, ma annan sinna erilise õnnistuse sisse.
And we have some nice cookies we made for you.
Ja meil on ka mõned head küpsised, maiused, mis me teile tegime.
Some very nice sweet balls, so you can have a very nice treat.
Saate üks hea maiustuse osaliseks.
We want you to experience how wonderful is this process of Krishna consciousness.
Ja me tahame siis kõigile teile, aidata teile mõista, kui imeline see Krishna teaduse protsess on.
So now I can ask if there's any question.
Ja praegu ma siis võin taas küsida, et kas on tekinud küsimusi teil.
Yeah.
I would like to ask this that, that probably people are right now a little bit, you know, shy of asking, but probably everybody thinks that what is like this origin of this Hare Krishna movement and mantra and like where does it come from? Is it something new or older?
This Hare Krishna movement is not a new invention.
Et ma siis ütlesin niimoodi, et praegu võib-olla ikka natuke niimoodi häberi, kui võib-olla küsida.
Actually, it is millions of years old.
Et mis on siis selle kristlase liikumise, kas on vana uusasi ja...
It comes from God himself.
Ja vastus on see, et tegelikult see, see liikumine ei ole mingi uus leiutis, vaid see on väga-väga vana.
The Hare Krishna movement existed even before the planet Earth was created.
Et siis see Hare Krishna, kui see teaduse liikumine on pärit Jumalast endast ja see oli olemas juba enne selle planeedi loomist.
So it is the most ancient movement.
Ja see oli viitsem liikumine.
And if you join this movement,
ja kui te selle liikumist ühinete,
you will be amazed at what a great tradition you're becoming a part of.
Siis te olete kindlasti väga hämmastanud, millise erakordse traditsiooniga te ühinete.
Even older than this whole universe.
Mis on isegi vanem kui see kogu universum.
It's very, very ancient.
See on väga, väga iidne.
It's not some new religion.
Et selle mingi uus religioon.
This is the essence of existence in its original pure form.
Tegelikult see on, see on kogu eksistentsi tuum oma puhtal kujul.
So, any questions more?
Kas tuleb veel küsimusi?
Everyone satisfied?
Kõik on juba rahul.
Yeah.
So we know we exist, but why do we exist?
Hmm? Yeah, Mother is asking that why do we exist? Why?
What is?
Is that like what is the reason of our existence? Why do we exist?
Why do we exist? Yeah.
Et siin Mother siis küsib, et hea küll me eksisteerime, aga miks me eksisteerime? Mis on nagu selle põhjus?
If you understand that God is a person,
et kui te saate aru, et Jumal on isiksus,
then it is very easy to understand why we exist.
Et siis on väga lihtne aru saada seda, et miks te eksisteerite.
How many of you here like to be completely alone with no association at all ever?
Et kui palju teist tahaksid olla täiesti ilma igasuguse suhtluseta igavest?
Anybody would like to be totally alone with no friends, no family members, nobody, just you and the whole world, a planet, you're the only person on the whole planet, and it would like to be like that.
Keegi tahaks olla niimoodi, et igavesti täiesti üksinda, mitte mingisugust sõpru tuttava või planeeti midagi oli täiesti üksinda.
Nobody would like to be the only person on the planet. It's so lonely, you know.
Mitte keegi teiste tahaks olla igavesti inimene.
People like to be around people.
Et juba liiga üksikolest, et inimesed tahavad olla inimeste keskel.
So God is the original people.
Ja Jumal on siis see algne inimene.
He's the original person.
See algne isiksus.
So just like you like to have friends and family members surrounding you.
Just nagu teile meeldib, et teid ümbritsevad sõbrad ja perekonna liikmed.
God also likes to have friends and family members surrounding him.
Ja samuti ka Jumalale meeldib, et tema ümber on perekond ja sõbrad.
So that's why you exist, Janek.
Ja see on see reason, see on see põhjus, miks sa eksisteerid, Janek.
God wants your association.
Jumal tahab sinu suhtlust.
That's why you exist.
Sellepärast sa eksisteeridki.
The reason each and every one of us exists is God had a desire to enjoy a particular type of relationship.
Ja põhjus, mis me eksisteerime, on see, et Jumal tahtis kogeda kindlaid suhteid.
Here in Estonia there is so much snow.
Et näiteks siin Eestis on nii palju lund.
And we see there is still a little snow on the ground and hasn't all melted yet.
Ja me näeme, et väga palju lund on väljas, mis ei ole päris ära sulanud.
Have any of you looked at snow under a microscope?
Keegi teist on võtnud lund ja vaadanud seal mikroskoopi all.
Who's done it? Anyone seen snow under a microscope?
Keegi on mikroskoopi all lund näinud.
No, you have seen. Every snowflake is different, isn't it?
On niimoodi, kui võtate siin lume helbed, iga lume ja helbes on erine, iga üks.
There are thousands, millions, billions, trillions, quadrillions, quintillions, sextillions, octillions, zillions and zillions of snowflakes.
See olemas siis tuhandeid, miljoneid, triljoneid ja nii edasi, edasi väga, väga, väga suured summad seal, kümned miljardid, neid lume helbed ja kõik üksest on erinev.
And every snowflake is totally different.
Ja iga lume helves on täiesti erinev.
So in the same way, God has created all these people.
Ja samamoodi, Jumal on siis kõik need inimesed.
And each one of them is completely different.
Ja iga üksest on täiesti erinev.
Even if they're identical twins, their mentality is different.
Isegi kui nad on identsed kaksikud, aga nende mentaliteet on erinev.
So that God can enjoy a specific relationship, a specific, unique relationship with each and every one of those millions and billions of living beings.
See ongi siis selleks tehtud niimoodi, et Jumal siis saaks kogeda erinevad suhted, kõik nende miljardit olemisega.
So God has created you as a specific individual type of person that he can have a relationship with you that is unlike any relationship he can have with anybody else.
Jumal on loonud siis iga ühe teist, et ta saaks kogeda just teiega sellist suhet, mida ta ei saa kogeda mitte ühegi teise.
So you exist for the purpose of giving a very special type of pleasure to God that no one else can give him.
Ja teie igaüks teist eksisteerib just selle mõttega, et anda siis Jumalale just sellist naudingut, mida mitte keegi teine ei saa anda.
And that's why when you actually revive your loving relationship with God.
Ja just sellepärast ongi, et kui te taastate oma armasliku suhte Jumalaga,
you taste unlimited happiness.
Siis te kogete lõputult.
So I thank you for that very nice question.
Nii et tänan teid selle suurepärase küsimuse eest.
So, are there any other questions?
Kas on veel mingi küsimuse?
Yeah.
This lady is asking that why is it needed to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra?
Yes, actually you can chant any name of God.
Ja, tegelikult te võite igasugused erinevad Jumala nimesed korrata.
It is not required to chant Hare Krishna.
Et ei ole vaja kindlasti korrata Hare Krishna.
If you're a Christian, you can chant the name of Christ.
Et kui te olete kristlane, siis te võite korrata Kristuse nime.
If you're a Muslim, you can chant the name of Allah.
Kui te olete moslem, siis te võite korrata Allahi nime.
You can chant the name of God according to your own scripture, any name.
Te võite korrata siis Jumala nimest vastavalt teie enda pühakirjaga.
But of all the different names, I have chanted all of them. And this Hare Krishna, it is very special.
Aga siis kõikides nimedes, mis ma olen ise korranud, see Hare Krishna on väga, väga eriline.
It has a very special sweetness.
Et see on siuke väga eriline magus olemas.
So I even though I have chanted Allah, I have chanted Christ, I have chanted Buddha, I have chanted Om, I have chanted so many names. But of all these names, there is no name so sweet as Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. So we recommend these names. But we say you can chant any name, it's okay.
Ma olen siis korranud seal Allahi, Kristuse, eks ole, Buda nime, Om, eks ole, kõikidest nendest nimedest on see Hare Krishna kõige magusam. Et võite kõiki korrata, aga proovige seda.
So, was your question why Hare Krishna instead of other names? Or your question was why do we chant any names of God at all?
She's asking that why is it essential to chant? Why is this chanting needed, you know?
Yeah. This is called
fixing. This is, some people say, well, if you can just think of God all day long, why do you have to say his name?
Aga miks üldse siis nagu seda, noh, üldse korrata nagu püha nime, Jumala püha nime, milleks? Et võib, noh, et mõni võib öelda, et, et aga kui me mõtleme Jumalast, et milleks siis nagu üldse keskenduda nimele?
See, in order to awaken our love of God, we have to always think of God, you understand?
Et selleks, et, et seda armastust äratada, selleks oma kohe Jumalast mõelda.
We have to always be thinking of God.
Me peame alati Jumalast mõtlema.
So the easiest way to think of God is to constantly vibrate his name as much as possible. Because whatever you are talking about, that is what you will think about also. Whatever you are vibrating on your lip, that is what you will think about. So if you don't shout the names of God, you'll be saying something else and thinking of something
else.
But if you vibrate the names of God, you will think of God. By thinking of God, you become perfect. You, does that make sense to you? Very good. Next question. Everyone satisfied now? Okay. So we can stop here and actually, why don't you see, get the cookies? We're passing out the cookies.
Et me siis lõpetame nagu loenga praegu, aga et siis jagame teile
satukene. The program now. The cookies are here, I see them.
Yes.
The people are here.
Yeah. Exactly.
So,
Didisha,
can give everyone cookie and then the book, everyone can, after they get their cookies, they can go and look at the books. Anybody who wants a book, take the book, I will give you a special written blessing in the book. So we thank you very much for coming tonight, and now remain seated, and we'll bring you your special treats.